District of West Vancouver Council is considering a request by waterfront property owners to build private docks on the public foreshore north of Horseshoe Bay. Residents on Pasco Road, a steep, narrow, mostly privately owned single lane with 21 homes and a public park, say the addition of docks would make their properties safer in the event of an emergency that restricts road access. Pasco Road itself is unlikely to be improved, as it crosses property owned by CN Rail and the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, municipal staff say. Residents have been raising concerns about the vulnerability the road creates and expressing the desire for water access for a long time, Cown. Sharon Thompson said. It's just a very sensible request, and after 7 years, I'm pleased to see it come forward for public consultation and input, Thompson said at the October 21st meeting. Thompson said the response to the proposal from Pasco Road residents has been tremendous, with every household emailing to express their concerns about the road and support of pursuing the bylaw changes. But another councillor says residents are seeking foreshore access for other purposes. I think this is singularly being done to increase their property value, and I think we need to protect our foreshore as we've been talking about for years, Cown. Christine Cassidy said. Amir Miri, a West Vancouver real estate agent, said adding docks could easily add value to the properties, ranging from $150,000 to $500,000, depending on how luxurious the home is. Because it's adding to the living space of the home, it will definitely increase the value, Miri said. Miri said he has had West Vancouver homes that nobody wanted to purchase due to not having enough deck or patio space. Especially because, West Vancouver, lands are not flat, and they don't have a yard, those patios would be very helpful as well for resale value, Miri said. In the event of an evacuation, Pasco Road residents would be safer leaving on foot, Cassidy said, adding further concerns about improperly built docks and boats floating away, which have also been major issues. I'm not jumping up and down as the others on council may be, that this is a simple little matter. I don't think it is a simple little matter, she said. If council goes ahead with the plan, any new docks would still be subject to safety and environmental permitting. The province, which owns the foreshore and leases it to the municipality, recommends that any new structures conform to good land use practices, align with the Navigable Waters Protection Act, and not block public access. Cown. Nora Gambioli said she was also concerned that no public engagement was completed before bringing the proposed bylaw amendments to the table. A staff member said they heard concerns from residents and had discussions with the Howe Sound Marine Stewardship Initiative and the province about the amendments. Council members voted to send the matter to a public hearing, which will take place at 5 p.m. on November 18, before voting on the bylaw changes. Those interested in participating can learn more on the district's website. Abby Luciano is the Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter for the North Shore News. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. A Luciano at nsnews.com.